So we are focusing on a very, very simple practice of attention. And this particular practice is to place our attention on the breath and then rest in the breath. You can rest where the breath enters the body, into the nostrils. There might be some area in the throat, lung, or heart area that you want to focus on. Or you can go all the way down into the abdomen, either the abdomen as a whole, or you can go to that point, which is two or three finger widths below the navel and two or three finger widths inside from the skin. Tibetan, it's called the Dzasam Dubey Do. Japanese practice, it's the Hara. Tai Chi, it's the Dong Tien. Sufism, it's the Koth. If you wish, you can be with the breathing process at that spot. You can be with the breath in the abdomen, or you can just have a global sense of the fact that you're breathing. And that's what you're resting in. You're trying to actually become one with the breath. And any thoughts or distractions that arise, just let them come and go. If you get thoroughly carried away, when you emerge from being carried away, just make a very, very gentle note of distraction, distraction, and bring your attention back to the process of breathing. You are not trying to stop thoughts or feelings or distractions. You're not at war with yourself. You're resting very easily. And you're balancing out attention and relaxation. You're relaxing into the breathing. You're also attentive to being at rest in the breathing. You're cognizant of the fact that things are coming and going, but you're neither trying to run after them and join them nor push them away. It's a very, very specific skill to allow things to come and go, being knowledgeable of them, but not being absorbed in them. And that's the skill set you're cultivating while being attentive to and relaxing into the process of breathing. And so we'll do this for approximately 10 minutes. Some people, as they meditate, feel a great deal of calm and peace, pleasure. And if you find yourself in that group, as you're exhaling, you can conjoin your feeling of peace and pleasure and or bliss to all sentient beings with a sensation of light coming from your heart. So any happiness, pleasure, bliss, peace that you may be feeling from your heart goes out with your exhale. Some people on any given day might find sitting hard or frustrating or disappointing or irritating or distracted. It's actually quite all right. We're cultivating evenness with respect to whatever our experience is and attention. But if you do feel some kind of displeasure, pain, irritation, frustration, unhappiness, allow yourself to know that experience. And first make the aspiration, may your difficult experience contain the difficult experience of all sentient beings, without yours becoming any more intense in quantity or quality. Just may your own discomfort contain the discomfort of all. And so this is training in learning how to be with discomfort. And along with that motivation, we can also imagine others in discomfort. And at the same time, you can have a sense of yourself as a dark kind of mass in your heart. Your sense of yourself as less than happy, frustrated, impatient, pained. But it's a sense of yourself as a dark kind of glob of stuff in your heart. You're holding on to yourself as pained, frustrated, impatient, less than. And others are having their own difficulties. And you can imagine their pain as a dark, tarry light that emerges from them. And as you inhale, it comes in, and that dark, tarry substance, in terms of dark, tarry rays of light, in a mysterious and magical way, comes into your heart and actually dissolves your holding to your sense of self as a pained individual. All of the other individuals suffering, that quality of destroying that is intrinsic in pain, comes in this dark, tarry light, and that destructive, dissolving, painful energy comes into your heart and starts dissolving that holding to your sense of self as beset by pain, frustration, a sense of being less than. So on the inhale, you're inhaling these dark, tarry lines of light that are in a miraculous and impossible to understand way with the mind, actually dissolving your holding to self as a person beset by suffering. So just allow yourself to do that with some of your inhalations. And whether you've been having a positive experience or a difficult experience, you may notice that there's some spaciousness, some openness available to you, not to the exclusion of other experiences, just that you may have some spacious openness simultaneous to a whole bunch of other experiences that you can just let be on the surface of your awareness. Whereas the spaciousness and maybe some sense of calm is at some greater depth. And let yourself be that greater depth. Let yourself be that spaciousness. Just allow yourself to settle into that sense of depth, even though some other things may be going on at the surface. And actually, you don't have to be doing anything to do this. Just see if you can touch into some sense of openness, spaciousness, clarity, that may be kind of in the background to what may be on the surface of your experience. And now see if you can let go of any intentionality whatsoever and just let yourself be without intending to be peaceful or intending to think. Just let your sense of being be, and whatever else may be going on, just let it be. See if you can be in a state of not fussing. Just allow whatever we've been doing to settle into your experiential stream without fussing.
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.